I don't wish to be cynical about it because I appreciate that it's well meant. But if you actually want to create in a housing estate a slow zone, that has to be to some degree self-policing. Now that can be done. It doesn't have to be particularly expensive. It can be done with things like putting in chicanes, for example. Ramps are often a bad idea, and actually I think that point was made. I mean, residents sometimes think they want ramps, and as soon as they go in they want them out again because they are disruptive, they're noisy, they're terrible for the emergency services. You know, they can often be more trouble than they're worth. They do slow traffic down, but they cause a lot of secondary problems. But you can do things with the design. For example, you can engineer chicanes into entrance roads. If you've got an entrance road that's 100 metres long and people can get up to a tip of speed on that, well then, you know, at relatively modest cost, sometimes just even putting in, you know, potted plants and a bit of street furniture, you can create a chicane arrangement that will naturally slow traffic and is self-policing. But just putting a number on a pole and saying, there you go, now it's up to the guards to police another 100 locations, I don't think that's realistic.
Thank you.